Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. The Indiana Recount Commission will decide Tuesday whether Republican Secretary of State Charlie White is eligible to hold office amid allegations that he incorrectly used his ex-wife's address for his voter registration. A ruling against White would invalidate his election and force his removal from office. White faces 7 felony counts, including voter fraud and perjury. Retired Marine Colonel John Folsom will be stopping in Indianapolis tomorrow as part of his 30-day tour across the country, raising money for wounded military and their families. Folsom is making the continental portion of his trip in a 2011 Shelby Mustang, a vehicle he says represents America's spirit of freedom. Once the trip is done, that vehicle will be auctioned off with proceeds going to the Wounded Warriors Family Support. Folsom says this year's goal is to raise $250,000.
What we'd like to do is we'd like to just give these families who could not otherwise afford it a chance to get together again and rebuild relationships.
The money for the families goes towards vacations aimed at helping families reconnect after military family members wounded. Folsom's stop in Indianapolis will be at 7 p.m. tomorrow at Bird Ford on Pendleton Pike. A panel of state lawmakers has begun reviewing Indiana's criminal sentencing law. The commission will spend the next several months working on suggestions about how to change sentencing guidelines. A push by Governor Mitch Daniels to reduce penalties for low-level offenders failed in the legislature. The Humane Society of Hamilton County is overcrowded and may have to euthanize animals if the community doesn't step up. The influx in dogs and cats comes as people are leaving for vacations and abandon their pets because they don't have money for boarding. 67 degrees for WFYI News.